What a strange concept it is. Rejoice in the Lord 2 days a week, 10 days for the year. St. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And here on this Gaudete Sunday, that is the reminder to us that we need to rejoice in the Lord always. This Sunday, we always talk about the fact that it's kind of like, you know, the mid-Advent Sunday. And we have been going through without any special floral arrangements in the church, with just some plain greenery. And then on this day, we sort of make a little bit of a change. We bring something out. We change from the purple to the rose pink. And we're saying, in the midst of all of this, we should be able to rejoice. Therefore, the whole business of rejoicing is not just about this Sunday, but from the first Sunday of Advent, we should have been rejoicing. And we have so many things that should cause us to rejoice. And therefore, we can examine some of these things. So let us look back at the first reading. The first thing that should cause us to rejoice when we hear, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. So the Spirit of the Lord being on us, what does that mean? It means that we have been chosen by God. God has anointed us and God has said, you are my child. And because you are my child, that is why you would rejoice always. John the Baptist was asked, you know, so who are you? And John the Baptist said, I am not the Messiah, I am not that prophet. All I am the voice. The voice that is calling out, prepare the way of the Lord. So John the Baptist knew that he was chosen, that the Spirit of the Lord had been upon him. He was chosen in order to be the voice that would prepare the way for the Lord. And isn't it interesting that Jesus uses those same words, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, at the beginning of his ministry. So he was then sent to bring good news to all people. And because we have this good news, it means that we'll always be rejoicing. But in order for us to do this, then we have to answer the question, who are you? Or rather, who am I? It's a very important question. Who are you? Who are you that you should be rejoicing at all times? What is it that the Lord has done for you that you should be rejoicing? And in addition to answering the question, who are you? There is the second question, what are you? Because it is who I am that will determine what I am. It is who I know myself to be. And one of the things that I always say to people, well, especially when you try to do any kind of administration, I always say the principle comes before the policy. The principle precedes the policy. So in other words, when we know who we are, we will know what we are. And sometimes, you know, I find it interesting that when people introduce themselves, you know, and I know I hear priests do it all the time, you know, and they say things like, "My name is Father Anthony Aarons." And that's not true. That's not my name. So the first principle is, who am I? And so we can say, yes, I am Anthony Aarons. And because of that, what am I? Because of that, I am a priest. I am chosen by God to be a priest. So that the Lord has anointed me. The Lord has poured out His Spirit on me. And He has done that for each one of us. Because when we look at our confirmation, the Lord poured out the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit on us. And we invoke one of those gifts today on this, the 17th of December, when we pray, O come wisdom from on high. It is that wisdom that comes to us that then will help us to live out our mission, to live out our vocation. So as the one anointed with the Holy Spirit, as that one who becomes, like John the Baptist, a voice, we become a voice for God because we are first and foremost a child of God. So who am I? Who are you? What am I? What are you? And we always hear that it is by their fruits that you will know them. And if you are people who are always full of joy, always rejoicing, then that will be what will cause people to want to know who you are and what you are. So we state all the time, oh, you know, I go to Mass every Sunday. But why do I go to Mass every Sunday? I go to Mass every Sunday because of who I am and what I am. And all of that has to do with the relationship that we have with Jesus. So we are not Jesus, but by our lives, we prepare the way for Him, our words and our actions. And the one big action that we want you to be involved in on this day is the action of rejoicing. Do you have reason to rejoice? We all have a reason to rejoice. So today, let us see some rejoicing faces. Let us see some rejoicing actions when you're going through the door. Let us see some rejoicing action when you go to Disney today. Let us just live these lives of rejoicing. And by our rejoicing, we will be able to change our world.